You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
It's that time of year again. That's right. The s'mores over the fire pit, the water sports, the massive rock climbing wall, hiking and backpacking and camping, and that's it, folks. You know where I'm going? Christian camp. My life was changed early on when little Stu went to awesome, cool Christian camps with godly Christian counselors who led me to Jesus, who loved me and put up with this adolescent numbskull who was clueless about life and had different issues with anger and trying to figure stuff out. And that changed my life. Maybe it changed your life. And I'll tell you what, I have brought in a bona fide, certified camp director, the newest camp director at the YMCA Camp Haines.
Correct.
The 400-acre memory maker in North Carolina. But she, Jen, welcome, has agreed to speak on behalf of all Christian camps everywhere.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and share what camps can do for kids and their faith.
Well, we're so glad you're here. And what an awesome thing that God's doing at YMCA Camp Haines. Let's back up and say welcome as new director. How's it going? Our buddy Val Elliott's been on this show many times.
Yes.
And he has, God's directed him elsewhere.
Yep, he had a different blessing come into his life.
Yeah, it's been a real gracious passing the baton, but who better to step in than you? How's it going so far? What's it like to be a camp director?
It's an amazing, overwhelming opportunity. So it's full of excitement every day, blessings every day, and moments where I pause and take a deep breath and rethink things. I'm learning to get new answers and look at things a little bit differently.
Yeah, because you have under your oversight, you have not just all these youngsters that mom and dad, grandma and grandpa send off to summer camp, but you have a bunch of counselors who come out who are these cutting edge leading young people from different colleges and elsewhere, and high school in some cases, that are serving and pointing these people, these young people, to Jesus and watching after them, making sure they take their allergy medicine, whatever. But then you have a whole staff. You got to keep a whole. I mean, this is a big undertaking, Jen.
It's a big undertaking, and I live at Camp Haines. I'm blessed to live there, and so when I stand on my back porch, I can see pretty much a good chunk of the Camp Haines property. That's so cool. And I just look over it and pray, and just know we're taking care of and helping people be their best selves. And be as Christ-like as they can and being examples for them.
Yeah, and that's what I love about Camp Haines and so many Christian camps like yours, that there's so many out there. We've interviewed them on this show. I'm an all-camp Christian camp guy all the time. I love it. Really, and we're talking a lot about some of the granular so our listeners can pray for you. This is really a ministry. What is so unique about a Christian camp? Like, there's something that happens in those 4 or 5 days, 6 days where kids come, sometimes 2 weeks, 3 weeks. What is it about that time that's just a concentrated, almost overdose of, you know, God's creation combined with learning Christian songs and meeting friends and being encouraged and hearing the gospel? What is it about all that gets you excited, Jen?
I think, the importance of it is shown through just the way we structure our day. So everything you do at camp is program focused. Mm. And so just the fact that when you wake up in the morning and you start and end our day with the focus on the values we start with prayers, of course, at the dining hall and blessings of a good meal to get kids going. But then we immediately go down to the chapel in a beautiful outdoor location, unplugged in God's nature, just taking a deep breath down there.
And I've spoken to that chapel.
You have spoken.
It's amazing.
It's an amazing spot, and it's just peaceful and quiet, but we are joyous with our noise down there. So start the day with that every morning, and then finish the day with those quiet, small group devotional times at the cabins, having conversations, helping kids be the best person they can be, and then counselors sharing, Bible passages and the Word and open conversations and leading kids with strong values and that being role models. So I don't know what could be more Christ-like than a counselor just being a positive role model in a child's
just
life.
Just life on life.
Yep.
Almost Jesus said, "Go make disciples." So you're doing that, and people are actually paying you guys, to come to camp.
Yeah.
So their kid can be discipled by, mentored, coached, encouraged by a counselor.
And loved,
yeah.
I mean, that's something, Val always said, and we continue this tradition at Camp Haines, that we're going to love kids where they're at and show them the example of Christ.
And I can confirm from firsthand testimony of being in that little outdoor beautiful chapel where there's just the birds are chirping and I'm preaching and they're singing, that Father Abraham does have many sons.
He
and
does.
Many sons has Father Abraham. So that's true. And that, along with a whole lot of other amazing things. So how can, let's talk about campaigns. How can, in other camps all over the country, obviously our listeners in Salt Lake and Florida may not.
Sure.
Some buses come from three or four states, by the way, because
yes.
it is an amazing camp. But whatever, as people are thinking about a good Christian camp, the kids are going to hear the gospel. They're going to be, you know, around. Obviously, there's safety precautions. I mean, there's some things on the backside that maybe we don't think about. You know, we see the beautiful pictures, right, and the cool log cabins and all that stuff. But
right.
there's some safety things. You guys have really, with the YMCA, you know, especially, you guys have really tightened up on making sure that it's safe, that it's a loving atmosphere, no bullying, but also, you know, with ropes courses and things, everyone's really, really careful, right?
Sure. I mean, the number one goal of a good summer camp is the kids' safety, not only physical, but emotional and mental as well. So, I mean, you know, beyond just keeping the kids physically safe, praying for them and taking care of them and providing them love and support. Yeah. So that's number one priority in any summer camp.
Sure.
So finding out, you know, if you're looking into a camp, I think, you know, big things to look at are, what are the values and the mission of the camp? I mean, at Camp Haines, our mission is helping people reach their God-given potential in spirit, mind, and body. And so it's the whole being of the child, being in a good place.
Sure.
And then our motto at camp is helping kids be their best self. So call a camp and find out what's their mission, what's their values, hiring process, and their safety.
And so much of that is online. I think your website's ymcacampaigns.com or .org.
It's just campaigns.org.
I love it. Okay. Then go there. It's not too late to get in now. Look, you know, for your kids, go to camp.
It's getting close, but it's not yet full.
Our North Carolina folks, there's some great camps in the Raleigh area. I mean, there's great camps all over. So just look, Google, listen to your Truth Network affiliate stations, all the wonderful stations, the Wilkins Radio Network. Other people carry our show. They have got some really cool Christian camps. There's Kanakuk Camp, you know, Val Camp in Kanakuk, you know, in the Missouri, kind of mid-country, Midwest. Some wonderful camps. The Wilds Christian Camp I went to up in Brevard, way up in the mountains, you know, of North Carolina. A lot of them are out there. YMCA Campaigns is one. Put yourself now, Jen. You're the camp director at YMCA Campaigns, which is in North Carolina, kind of outside of King, right there at kind of the Blue Ridge Mountains area, you know, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Tell us, what do you say to a parent considering sending their kid to a Christian camp? What do you say to them as some of the biggest benefits of that, real quick?
So I think to have values presented, not just from a parent, but from young adults who kids can look up to as role models. So it's the classic, when I was growing up as a kid, I'd go to my friend's house and my friend's parents would be like, Jen is amazing. She helps with this. She helps. And my parents are like, she doesn't do that at home. And when kids come to camp, they're being independent and making great decisions with positive role models right there. They're young adults that they can look up to. So mom and dads do it at home, but to have it backed up at camp with child independence and growth, that they're making those decisions and their peers are right there having the same experience. So I think there's strength in a child making a decision and it coming from them. And it's contagious. That joy and love at camp is contagious. We constantly hear, I'm my best self when I'm at camp.
That is awesome. That is so cool. What an encouragement. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jen will go on the record saying, you send your youngster to a Christian camp anywhere, especially a camp like Camp Haines in North Carolina, by the time their little head hits the pillow in their cabin at the end of the day, they should sleep pretty well based on the rigor of activities you put them through, huh?
Yeah, it's a full day of activities, morning, afternoon, evening activities, walking uphill a lot, hiking, water in and out of the water. So, and, you know, a good solid camp that has a strong program will wear kids out and help them sleep really good.
And you've got the Blob.
We do have a Blob.
That's
it's
so
amazing.
Cool. And they've been challenging me to get on that thing. Maybe this summer I have to go out and get on the Blob.
You'll have to try
It'll
it.
Take it's four or five of your larger, more rugged campers to hoist me in the air. You've got basketball, volleyball. You've got all these sports, these cool, all these other little cool games and sports. Any game you can imagine is there in this giant rock wall. It's massive.
Yeah, our brand new rock wall is one of a kind in the country currently. And we're blessed to have it. Without recovering from a tornado, we would not have that beautiful. Wow. So God gives blessings in all situations. Yeah. So
get the kids off the screens, out of the house. Get them to a camp, a Christian camp. That's the challenge. I love what they're doing at so many Christian camps. I really appreciate the folks at the YMCA Camp Haines here in North Carolina. Thank you, Jen, for your ministry there. And
we're
going to challenge everyone listening to pray for you, all the camp directors, all the staff, all the counselors, and all those youngsters, that hearts will be prepared. So many kids like myself will give their life to Jesus at camp.
Yeah.
And there's a closeness to God there, and they'll go on to change the world for Christ. So thank you for developing leaders and world changers in all you do.
Thank you, and thank you for the prayers.
What's your website one more time?
Campaigns.org.
Fantastic. Learn more. We'll have a podcast of this program, and be a part of the change. Be a part of challenging. Get involved. Go volunteer at a camp. You'll see what's there. My parents used to cook at Christian camps in the summer, and it was so cool. They got involved. I think that they added 10 years of their life doing that, because when you're with young people, you never age. It's amazing, you know? So God bless you, Jen, for all you're doing.
Thank you.